Happy Friday, our Adelaide. We're here, we're global. We're down here at the Bartley Hotel. The crowd's starting to build up. There'll be more people here than the MCG last night. We're 50-odd thousand watching Carlton pass out. But I tell you what, we're up and about for the next hour and a half. And I'm going to say hello, not only to the clan, to the family, but hello to you, Bernie Vince.
Hello, Jars. Great to be here.
Good. Greg Blewett, I welcome you.
Hello, Jars.
Yeah, puffed your little hairy chest out,
well,
eh?
I haven't.
Your puny little arms hanging out.
Puffer jacket on as well.
What are you got a puffer jacket on for?
Puffer vest.
Because it's winter.
No, it's not.
Well, you look like you've just been fishing.
I'm a bit cold. Had a bath again today. And hi to you, G. Welcome back.
Hello, thanks. Good to be back.
Yeah,
still alive.
Still
with us,
are we, G?
Just. So I did hear that yesterday you had some things to say about me.
Mm.
You called me bossy and a princess.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, I thought it was something that you weren't.
Now, let's get underway. We've got plenty to get through. We've got lots to get through. $1,000 minute. Come down. There's a free beer happening as you speak. If you want to say hello, we've got a free raffle happening at 5 o'clock. Look at them pile in. G'day, lovies. Welcome.
Hey.
Go the power. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Gee, good luck tomorrow. Gee, Buddy will kick 10 tomorrow at the Adelaide Oval. Last night, boys, bit of taunting happening between a certain player, which is Shai Bolton from the Richmond Footy Club. What happened?
Yeah, well, Richmond beat Carlton by 15 points, but when they were getting a bit of a run on, Shai Bolton just showed his opposition number, the cherry, before he kicked the goal. Yeah. Here's some of the call.
Bolton's here. Magnificent pickup. Oh, no! Oh. He showed the Bolton, Doherty! He said, have a look at the yellow, Sharon, because you're not getting anywhere near me.
Come and get me if you can.
That is arrogance at its best, and a goal to Bolton.
Brilliant call. Jimmy's the best caller in the country.
You got to take that into context. So there was a lot going on off the ball just before that.
There was a bit of scuffle
between
was there?
Sam Doherty and Shai Bolton. And there's spot fires everywhere for the night. It was a lot of feeling in the game.
I love it.
I love it.
I thought, you know, it reminded me of you, Jars.
Oh,
bit of showboating,
Showboating?
Yeah.
It's called entertainment.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Jars would have gone way further than that. Kissing the crowd, hugging people.
Not at all.
Probably kiss the goal umpire.
Not at all. But Damien Hardwick wasn't happy, the senior coach, was he?
No, he wasn't. Let's hear from him.
Oh, he's made a mistake. It's not us. You know, it's not what we're about. And he'll be regretful, no question. He'll be accountable and responsible for it. It's certainly not part of who he is and part of what we are. So we're disappointed, but we'll work our way through it and support him. And, you know, he'll learn some lessons from it. It's not a great look. It's not what we stand for.
I think he had to say that, but a one-off. If it was like creeping into his game a lot, then it'd be concerning.
The entertainment, we're losing entertainment. I like
that
sort of stuff.
Thank you, Bernie. What do we stand for?
Entertainment.
That's the boy. Now, the NBA, they've done it again.
Who?
Golden State Warriors.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Here's Steph Curry and the boys.
As Curry drives inside, back out to Wiggins. Wiggins, a three-pointer, puts it in. And that'll do it. It's over. The Golden State Warriors return to a familiar place. They're on top of the NBA world.
Familiar place. Yeah. They're on top of the NBA world.
Yeah. It's just a shootout from the three-point line these days.
They don't touch each other.
It's the best shooter. They don't. There's no big.
Yeah, but Steph Curry often goes about 5 metres out.
They push him further and further back, but don't worry him.
Yep.
MVP as well, Steph Curry.
Yep, so they blitz there. And just a result in the cricket overnight too. Sri Lanka beat Australia. It was a low-scoring game on a Turner. Trav Head made 23, and Alex Carey, guess what? Ran himself out.
Oh, Keza.
What a
Come
surprise.
On, Keza. Keza. And you're his batting coach. Yeah. You take responsibility for that when you were milking the sacker.
Yeah.
Honestly. All right, up next, we're going to talk about the state of our AFL. Is it in crisis? There's been information that's come our way over the last 24 hours.
Some big news.
Family, come down, Solo. We're at the Bartley Hotel. Danny, the old leg track.
What street, Jazz?
Bartley Terrace.
Hey, boys, there's been a lot of chat around the crowds at AFL football, and we saw last night, I know it was a bit wet, crowds right down, but it's been throughout the competition in every state. Lowest crowd numbers in 26 years.
Is that just come
that
out?
That is fact.
26
it's come out. 26 years.
Okay.
Ooh. And they've done some research and asked people why they're not going to footy. So 50% of crowds are hating the digital ticketing. 50%.
Wow.
You know how we've spoken about this a number of times. We've never, ever spoken about The ticketing.
Yeah.
So they've identified that as the number one issue by some margin why people aren't going the footy.
Really?
So we always talk about costs, getting to the game. Yeah. It's easier to stay home and watch COVID.
Yeah.
But that is, they've identified, Gil McLaughlin has said that is their number one issue.
So that has to be the older generation burden,
well,
surely.
It's not that hard. I feel like digital TV makes it easier. You don't have to, you don't have to have
that,
your phone.
It's all your generation. That's your generation. The elderly are the core of our great game. Without them, you don't have a great game of football.
No.
And they've been neglected because of this, the digital. I know you've got to get up with the times and you've got to modernise things. I get that.
Yeah.
But they've got to make sure start looking after the core.
You're saying the number... You're agreeing. The reason why the crowds are down is because of the digital
ticketing. Also the look of the game and the umpiring as well. Yeah, there's some other factors. And we've discussed that, but that is a damning stat.
It is a damning stat. And they identified state by state. So obviously WA, they've had max capacity issues.
Yep.
And form of West Coast has been deplorable.
It's horrendous.
Victoria is logistics of COVID, so the public transporting, the parking and the ticketing
is a shambles.
SA
is
the biggest issue on people's minds in South Australia more than anywhere else in Australia.
Is
the ticketing.
Serious?
That's what Gil McLaughlin has come out
and
said.
So we're not going to the football because of the digital.
Well, I find that hard to believe.
Ticketing.
So do I.
I find that hard to believe.
Right. See, I would have said, Jars, it's COVID habits. Like, we've all got used to, you know, watching it from home. It's warm. You know, you go to the Bottle-O, get a few beers, watch it at home. It's cheaper.
Yeah.
Everyone can afford. Like, the TV's cheap these days, so everyone's got a great TV at home. I mean, ratings are through the roof.
Absolutely
through the roof.
So is that that's come
ratings
through?
Ratings are through the
TV
roof.
TV ratings, and in general, streaming.
I didn't get to in general, but in general... The COVID habits, it's wet and cold outside, it's easy to sit, as exactly what you just said, sit in front of the fire, there's no, you don't have to get to the game, you don't have to get tickets, parking, lining up for a beer, all that sort of stuff has come into it.
Jeez, we're getting fussy, aren't we?
I'm getting very, very fussy, but I want to know, 133353, is digital ticketing the reason you're not going to the footy? Because... I find that hard to believe.
I can't get my head around that either.
Jars thinks that is the reason.
Honestly.
So you print your ticket every time you go to the footy.
I prefer my paper ticket.
Why? Why do you need to... You just lose it.
I can't be bothered going through the digital system to go and watch a game of footy and see two sides kick no more than...
Use your phone and you just scan it on the way in.
16 bloody goals between them.
Well, his phone would probably go flat, so he wouldn't get let in anyway. But 133353, you let us know if that's the reason you're not going to the footy. We're talking... AFL crowds, and then the lowest...
Some numbers just came out.
The lowest crowd numbers in 26 years, which is damning. That's big. That's a long
concern.
Time.
Yeah.
And 50% of crowds or people that were going to the footy are hating the digital ticketing system. So we're asking you, 133353, is that the reason that you're not going to the footy? Because the... Gil McLaughlin has identified it as the big number one issue why people aren't going. By some margin, not just the number one issue, by some margin.
Gee.
And South Australians, COVID is the biggest issue compared to any other state.
South Australia.
South Australia, right here, where we are.
Right, let's go to the phones. Ashley from Alberton, good afternoon.
G'day there, gentlemen. I don't believe that... Solely the electronic ticketing is the greatest issue. I believe it's poor fixtures at times. Also, the rolling fixtures. Nobody knows or can plan when they can attend the games, especially fast members. I mean, a lot of us prefer the lanyard type ticket, which is a lot easier to do, I think, because... I mean, a lot of elderly people, they're not tech savvy, so they'd much rather that. And myself, I mean, I'm middle-aged. But I think the affordability of footy, also Thursday night footy does not work for families, especially kids who go to school the next day. And, you know, people who work, they're going to get up early in the morning, like I start work at 6:30 in the morning. It's a big challenge to actually make it to games. And also people that, like myself, I had COVID, so I could not attend one of their home games. I can't remember who it was against. I think it might have been...
Yeah.
You know, like, it was only like a few weeks ago. there's so many factors. You cannot specifically...
It's hurting the game.
...categorise one. And also, like other people said, the umpiring is terrible. The rule changes all the time. It just turns people off the footy.
Good on you, Ash. We've got to keep moving, mate. We've got to line up there. Jace from Salisbury. G'day, Jace.
Hey, how are you?
Very good.
What's your take on it, mate?
Yeah, the ticketing thing I don't think is the main issue. It's more affordability. It's expensive at the football. The game is just gone soft. Yep. Like, you don't even know what the rules are half the time. An umpire's vote is whistle, and you're watching the replay trying to find out what's happened.
Yeah. And then, a lot of whistles.
Yeah, too many whistles. And then even you get a cold, like the previous bloke was saying. You go there in the cold, you get sick, you can't go to work because I think you've got corona. So then you have to do a test before you go back to work.
Nah, exactly right. Back in the day. It comes with its risk now going to the footy,
thanks,
doesn't
Jace.
It?
Yeah.
No, that's right. Let's go to Teresa from Enfield. G'day, Teresa. Why aren't people rocking up to the footy?
Hi, boys. Teresa. My personal view is we're still going, but it's more the umpiring decisions. I'm not blaming the umpires, but the AFL have made so many changes.
Yeah.
And I really don't think that they need to be there, especially when you watch an SNFL game. Yep. And they allow a few bumps, it's footy. You know, you're allowed to have a few hits and everything. So I think it's gone soft. We go to the game to 10 of us. People are sick, don't know. I don't understand holding the ball and everything, and it's frustrating. So personally, I think it's the umpiring. Not the umpiring, the changes to the rules that the AFL have brought in.
Yeah, nice. There you go.
Just
the rules come up. Couple
putting
times.
A little tick in that category.
Good
rules.
On you. Good on you, Teresa. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Kieran from Parafield Gardens. Good afternoon, Kieran. Your thoughts?
I reckon the ticketing thing is a problem because all
is
these.
Is it the biggest problem though?
I don't think it is. It's the price of the tickets.
Yep.
Some people might not be able to afford to go to one game one week, but the next week they can. They might want to go to all games for the season and they can't afford to.
Yep. Nah.
All right.
Great call.
No worries. So affordability. Thanks,
another
Kieran.
One.
Tyrone from Christie's Beach. G'day, Tyrone. Why aren't people going?
G'day, legends. How are we today? Good.
Good, mate.
Good start.
Good.
Tyrone.
I'm going to keep it down to short and sweet for you guys. I reckon the minimum wage going up, it's causing a lot of issues, people affording anything. The umpiring is not consistent enough. It doesn't label out wherever a rule is in one game, but a different rule in another game. And the cost of anything like beers, burgers, hot dogs, chips, it's just expensive in general.
Ah, wowee. No, good question. Oh, good answer.
No one said about the ticketing, really. They all said about affordability.
So but how can the AFL get this wrong?
Well,
they said by some margin.
Yeah.
Gil McLaughlin has said that.
Said digital
and right
ticketing
here in
has
South
kept
Australia.
50% of South Australians away from the footy, or Australians from footy, yeah?
Yeah, 50%.
50%.
50%.
But they're all ringing up saying about it's too dear to go to the bloody footy booth.
The rolling fixture was one we haven't
heard. Yeah, that's got to change.
Thursday night footy, the wage crisis was another one. A lot of costs and affordability. Umpires and rules was
yeah,
the...
Yeah, don't
that
bag
was,
the umpires. That was, it's the AFL Rules Committee.
Of the rules.
Yeah, good boy.
I should have... That, I've worded that wrong, but umpiring of the rules that keeps getting changed, that was probably the number one from our callers.
So, great calls. Now, Jars, I just wanted to bring up, during the summer, you were very critical of the Big Bash crowds, and I said, just wait to the AFL season, and we're seeing the same thing.
Be quiet, Greg.
This is one of the best gigs in town.
Ah.
As the great KG would tell me, it's not a job, it's a privilege. And this is a privilege being here.
Doing what?
At the old leg trap, the Bartley Tavern.
The leg trap?
Well, yeah.
What is it?
Back in the old days, okay. Used to swagger around before I met Mav.
Oh.
Oh, no, there's a missing from that. Now, we're going to do the wheel, Burns wheel.
Look at his phone. Marion Jarman.
Have you got the prizes, message. Greg, on the prize sheet?
No, not there.
Where's the prize sheet,
well,
Benny?
We're meant to get from our producer, Ben.
Johnny, where's the prize sheet?
Oh,
good boy,
here he is.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Rockcliffe.
Yes, we're down here at the wheel. We've got Daniel from Westlakes, a mad port man. Looks a little bit like Charlie Dixon.
Oh.
What does?
He doesn't.
What are you hoping to win today?
Number 22.
Anything's a go.
All right, give it a spin. Give it a spin. We'll see.
Give it a big spin, Dicko.
Oh, it's the power blower, DeWalt pack, Crows tickets.
He'd love the power.
The Crows bunker.
Jars his heads on there. Yeah. He's a port man.
All right, good luck. Go, Rock.
How are we looking, Rock?
The gift.
The gift. What is it?
Free gift. What's he got, Johnny DeWalt?
The power blower. That keeps going. The power blower.
That's one of the best prizes.
Worth $700.
And it's $700. It's got power in the heading. You should be happy.
There you go.
Well done, Daniel, son. DeWalt.
Don't say too much, Daniel.
No, he's right.
Anyone you'd like to thank?
Oh, I'd have to guess I'd thank you, Bernie.
Yeah.
Well, there's no power anymore, so good luck with that.
Next on Triple M's Rush Hour, win a grand. We'll play the Rush Hour's $1,000 minute after this, live at the Bartley Hotel.
60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 minute. Stuck in traffic?
Take a look at your service sticker on your windscreen.
If it's overdue,
call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
All right, let's give away $1,000 on this beautiful Friday down here at the Bartley Hotel. We're live. This is your Rush Hour. And let's say hello. Slap your hands to young Chad. Who's going to play the $1,000 minute? Channel?
Thank you.
Was I off air? I was all right, wasn't I? Yeah.
Don't say that.
Greg,
you're not allowed to mention that.
We forgot to give away a
clue.
Question.
Yeah. I reckon Rafael Nadal.
Well, just
reckon?
Give him one now. Give him one.
Well, he's expecting his first
baby.
On,
I'm trying to think of a...
Hurry up.
He's not listening.
Which former AFL player has the nickname Buddha?
Buddha.
Yeah, well, that's
the great Gary Hockey.
Question 10,
Chad. That was pretty easy.
Right, now, Chad,
welcome, Chad.
Chad's followed around everywhere, hasn't he?
He's been in every OB.
G'day, Chad.
How you going?
Now, you're a Crows man?
Oh, I certainly am.
Now, Chad, do you ever ring your mum and get her birthday presents? Do you ever make sure she's all right or what?
I try my best.
Yeah. When was the last time you gave her a Christmas card or a birthday present?
Probably about 8 years ago.
Why did you think of that?
Your mates nailed you, mate. All right. Ten questions, 60 seconds, say pass. Take your first answer. All the best, young man.
Yep, thank you.
All right, way you go, Gregory and G.
All right, start the clock.
No,
tennis star Rafael Nadal has made headlines this week as he's expecting what?
Child.
In which Australian state is the Ripco Pro Bells Beach located?
Victoria.
Today we're live from the Bartley Hotel, but where were we broadcasting from this time last Friday?
Salisbury.
The Netflix movie Hustle, starring Adam Sandler, is based around what sport?
Basketball.
Vince McMahon is the CEO of which US sporting franchise?
The wrestling thing.
In AFL, who do the Crows play this Sunday?
Fuck.
Gold Coast.
Who of the following has not won the Mr. Universe bodybuilding contest? Lee Haney.
Andrew Ronnie.
Yep.
In AFL, Richmond played Carlton last night. Who won?
Richmond.
In which Australian city would you find Acor Stadium?
New South Wales.
Which former AFL player has the nickname Buddha?
Gary Hoggie.
Is that it?
Yeah. That's nine, isn't it?
No, okay, hang on. Okay.
Number nine.
I've just got a few to question here. Are we accepting New South Wales for nine?
Yes.
It said which city.
Yes.
Yeah, that's accepted.
Okay, are we accepting that wrestling thing for question
that's
five?
Accepted. Yeah, that's fine. And number six is Benny who writes our questions, has cooked question number six.
It's Gold Coast,
It's Gold Coast, not North Melbourne.
He's got that right.
He's got it right.
Yes,
he's got
he
that right.
Yeah, it was a mistake by our.
Thank you for clarifying.
Another mistake. Okay. He's made a few this week.
G.
And are we accepting question one when he said a child?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
G.
Of course.
Oh, right.
Geez. All right.
Okay. Let's check the scoreboard.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Correct.
Yes!
Yes!
He's just lost all his audio equipment. He's been decked. He's been put down. Talk about WWE. I've just put him in a choker hold.
Congratulations, Chad. You've just scored $1,000 in the Rush Hour's $1,000 minute. It's all thanks to our mates at Automasters.
Oh, battery pack.
You're still with us.
That's all right.
I'm here. I'm here.
Just got the mob.
Well done, Chad.
Well done, Chad. Go get him again.
Now, what's happened to you today, young man? Because you came in a bit stressed when Greg and I were greeting you with open arms. Oh, hello.
Oh, jeez. Get down.
My day today
started when I got home yesterday. So I get home and, you know, Abby's trying to, cut a long story short, she sends Harvey to show me what's happened outside. So I'm like, oh, what's happened? He's like, oh, yeah, that dad, I drew chalk on the ground. I'm like, well, that's fine.
Yeah, that's good.
But it's not the chalk, and that's all Harvey was concentrating. He's like, come here, Dad, look, he's showing me the chalk. I'm like, yeah, that's great. Come back in. Oh, you haven't seen it. She's pulled up all the pavers from around the pool fence. All the pavers are up.
No.
She's pulled them up because I said, no, don't worry about it. We don't need to do that. She wants to put some plants along there. And I'm like, well, no, we don't need that. So anyway, I get home, the paper. So this is where my day starts. Well, okay, I accept it, move on.
Done.
Go to Bunnings. We need to go to Bunnings tomorrow, she says, right?
So, right.
We need to get up early. We'll drop Harvey off at daycare early. You can drop him from 7:30. Yeah. So we dropped them earlier than usual.
Because he's got his gang there
about
at school.
About 9 o'clock. Yeah, he's joined his gang. Yeah.
I used to get my boys there at 7:15.
Yeah, that's what all the teachers say. They go, geez, you're early. They're lining up out the front. You don't get in till 10 o'clock.
They reckon you threw him over the fence.
Well, he went over the roof. I taught him how to do that in case he's in trouble. Anyway, so we dropped him off early and then there was no comment where we were going. I just knew we had to go to Bunnings first.
Hello.
So we drop them off. Oh, she goes, oh, she breaks it to me while we're in the car. I'm like, oh, so we go to the Bunnings near our house? No, we'll go to Marion Shopping Centre.
Oh.
And you know my phobias with shopping centres.
Yes,
like I've got scarring of the past. You can go in those bad boys and you don't come out for 8 hours.
No. You need something to build yourself up for at least a couple of days if you know you're going to somewhere.
She knows how to deal with me though. Throw it on me late.
Yeah. So I start shaking. In the car while you're driving.
Well, I'm driving too. I nearly had to pull over and swap drivers. Anyway, I got over my phobia and she's like, well, we just have to return one jacket. Change the size.
Simple.
My shaking stopped. My phobia went out the window. I thought, how good's this? 4 hours later, at Marion Shopping Centre, the Bunnings, there is a Bunnings at Marion. Didn't even go in there. Visit the Bunnings. We're in there shopping. We swapped the jacket, but that was as well as getting a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, but you know the big mistake you made?
Going
you got,
there?
No, you got out of the car.
Yeah, this is Abby. You should have locked yourself in the car, you chunkhead.
Go change the jacket. I'll
lock
see you here
in the
15
car.
Minutes.
Actually, speaking of cars, and I actually end up getting some stuff myself, which was good of Abby. She was selling it to me the whole time. Oh, do you want something to eat? You need a shirt, don't you? Let's go get a T-shirt. I'm like, I don't like being here. I don't like it. Anyway, so we go back to the car. So we've gone out, finally got her out. We've had to come to work. That's how long we're there.
Jeez.
Anyway, I get back to the car and I thought, right, at least we're out of here.
Done. 4 hours later.
I look at the windscreen wiper.
Uh-oh.
Bloody parking ticket! Got a parking ticket at Marion. How do you get a parking ticket at Marion?
Because they got meters there, parking meters
They don't. It's bloody all-day parking, 8 hours.
You only meant to drop off a jacket.
Well, I didn't realise I parked in a one-hour park. So, Marion Council, shopping, you can all go and get started.
Did you walk down to Bunnings?
No Bunnings.
And has anyone picked up Harves yet?
Where's Harves?
I forgot about Harves. Hang on, I better go.
Good on your family. We're down here live at the Bartley Hotel on Bartley Terrace. A great establishment. It's got a great atmosphere. We've got mums and dads. We've got little kiddies running around. We've got some free beer to give away, chappies.
Yes.
And also the raffle. We're giving away. We've got a bit of a raffle going on, a free raffle. And we'll draw that before 5:30. You win a Crows jumper and a Crows football. And hopefully the Crows can win on the weekend.
Yes.
Bernie Vince and Greg Blue.
Sunday.
Plenty of things happening.
There are.
You got to talk. You turn yourself something.
Decent game of footy last night.
Yes, it was.
Richmond beat Carlton by 15 points.
Too good.
And there was a bit of Andrew Jarman going on last night.
A bit of showboating.
Bolton.
Bolton's here. Magnificent pickup. Oh, no. He showed the ball to Doherty.
He said, have a look at the yellow, Sharon, because you're not getting anywhere near me.
Come and get me if you can.
That is arrogance at its best and a goal to Bolton.
Love it.
Good call, too.
Entertainment. Yeah. You got to love it.
Good boy.
And there's a lot going on off ball before
yeah,
that.
But still.
Which people don't realise.
Great so. Arrogance.
I love it.
And you got to be arrogant to play AFL football these days.
You got to have a level of confidence.
Absolutely. That's beautifully put.
Yeah. You're, in your terms, arrogance.
Thank you.
But most others, level of confidence.
Yes, correct.
And NBA today?
Yeah, the Golden State Warriors
won. They wrapped it up, game six.
Yeah, we weren't going to mention that again.
Steph Curry had a big win. Now, Craig. Let's just talk about.
We were going to mention
no,
it.
No,
you said you wanted to. We had a meeting and G said, do you want the audio of it? And you went, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but then about 3 seconds before we went to air, he said, oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
When you're listening, when you're the big dog of this show, you tend to change
things. What are we doing now then?
Now, Pete Malinauskas, our Premier of South Australia.
Has he got a shirt on today?
Now, yeah, well, that's the running gag. Now, he's come out and said something that he's been banned.
Well, Russia's Russia's banned him.
And this is what he had to say to the Premier of South Australia.
Popping into Russia wasn't on my to-do list. Our 10th wedding anniversary celebrations weren't planned to be spent in Siberia, so I'm not too fast. But look, I mean, what we're dealing with here is a Russian aggressor led by a thug. It needs to be called out. I've been very determined to do that. Malinauskas, my last name is Lithuanian, so I don't know if that's informed Vladimir Putin's approach here, but I will stand with Ukraine every opportunity I get.
Nothing passionate wrong with being banned from somewhere.
Yeah. 1-3-3-5-3. Now, Greg, have you been banned from establishments or where have you been banned?
Or we're taking calls.
Kicked out.
We're taking calls.
We are.
Well, I eventually got banned from the Australian cricket team. I wasn't allowed back
that was
in
probably
there.
Probably a touch later than what should have been.
But remember Lenny's?
Lenny's, yes.
I got kicked out of Lenny's one night.
Yes.
I've got no idea why.
Yeah.
Virtually marched out by the bouncers.
Because you probably didn't pay.
You would have been strutting around
and this
arrogance.
This is pre-mobile phones, right?
Right.
So I'm kicked out. You reckon any of my mates came out to sort of see if I was right?
You don't
so
have mates.
Well, I couldn't get in the car.
Yes.
So the driver, the designated driver, stayed in Lenny's. So I had to, and it was a freezing night, I had to cuddle up in the gutter next to the car
with your puny little body.
For about an hour until the boys came out. So that was a good night. What about you, Bern?
Well, I won't go through all of them, but just a few I can remember off the top of my head. Heaven Nightclub, Rise, Adelaide Casino, Melbourne Casino, Stansbury Hotel, Village Bell, Crown and Anchor, King's Head, Queen's Head, Saracen's Head, London Tavern, Rob Roy, Belgian Beer Cafe, Archer, Havelock Cathedral, and can you believe it?
What?
The Alma, bloody room here. But that's just a few off the top of my head.
That was just one footy season.
That was one off season.
I got banned at the Jets Cross Drive-In because I snuck in the boot with my
carton. You are a tight ass.
And I was knocking the boot because I thought
they left
in
there.
No oxygen.
We're at the gate.
You knocked in it not too early.
He knocked too early. Oh,
1-3-3-5-3. Where have you been kicked out of or banned from?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Bern, let's just talk about the ins and outs regarding our two respective footy sides.
Yeah, so Port Adelaide, 1:15 game tomorrow, Saturday afternoon, against the Swans, who are in ripping form, coming off the bye, but previous to that, beat Melbourne as well. So at the MCG, good win. Bryn Tekel will make his debut after the mid-season draft. So by game day tomorrow, it'll be 17 days since he got drafted. So that's a pretty big step up from local footy. So good luck to him. And he's going to be their number one ruckman, which he's jumped Sam Hayes or leapfrogged him because Sam Hayes isn't injured. He's just not getting a game. So he's jumped him. Jackson Mead will play. Mitch Georgiades comes in as well. So the big out, though, Travis Boak with health and
it's
safety
a huge
protocols.
Out. Yep.
He's out because he's their rock,
no, he's
isn't
their best
he?
Player.
He's like Maz in your family. He's the rock. He's the rock of the Port Adelaide team. Robbie Gray goes out. He's been injured most of the year, which we didn't realise.
Hasn't been training. Doesn't train. Plays. And you can't do that in this comp.
Not
you
today. Steve Motlop got dropped.
Yep.
And Trent Dumont come out with that calf injury we saw. So for Sydney, Harry Cunningham, Lance Franklin comes in. So that is a
great
bit of a danger, but good to see those superstars up close and personal.
So who wins that? I mean, with all those outs, that's not looking great.
It's not looking great for Port. But these are the games
that
Port
will
win. They're
at home.
At home, in front of a home crowd. We spoke to Tommy Jonas this week.
35 plus.
He said, all I can promise to our supporters is we'll turn up and fight to win. So
I think
he
Port
says that,
in a close one.
I reckon could be
really?
An upset.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. When the chips are down, backs against the wall.
Crick, finals are on the line here,
I know.
They lose today, tomorrow, they're done.
I honestly feel like last week's result might have just taken the wind out of their sails a little bit.
And for Adelaide,
let's see.
Adelaide, they play Sunday
against
the Gold Coast, not North Melbourne, like was in our quiz, our producer Benny said.
Terrible.
But I won't mention that
too
much after. 2:50, that is on Sunday.
Right.
Elliot Himmelberg comes back in, Jars.
What's happened?
Well, he's in.
Yeah.
He's in.
Who for?
I should read the outs. Show me read the outs first. Lockie Murphy dropped.
Hey!
Mitch Hinge dropped. And Harry Schoenberg, he was the sub that didn't play last week.
Right.
So they're out. Elliot Himmelberg in. Jordan Butts back in. Yeah. And Josh Rochelle in. So three pretty good
innings
for Adelaide. And for the Gold Coast, there's a few outs here. Jeremy Sharp, Lockie Weller out for the season, they said.
Yeah.
Inns, Elijah Hollands, Joke Bowes, Levi Casbolt, Sam Flanders, and Sean Lemons.
And it's going to be tough up there.
Tough.
Is there a late out anywhere for the Adelaide Crows? No.
Lockie Murphy.
That's the one. So he's back at the Sandford.
Lockie Murphy out late. Well,
my godson's playing then, Jimmy Rowe.
Well, he's not named as an inn yet, but.
Who?
Lockie.
My godson?
Rowe. Yeah.
He's not in the sample, is he?
Oh, well, I don't know. We'll have to
hang on. Don't do that to me.
Take it away, G, before he fires
up. hang on, just before, who's going to win that one quickly?
I think the Gold Coast, too strong up there.
Yeah, the Coasters, I think.
Yeah, I'm going for the Crows in a close one.
What? You're not right there. That's just proven he's not well.
Now, Gregory, you got a text message there you want to read out, Gregory?
Yeah, just got a text. Tell Jarman to stop yelling. We can hear you just fine. just some feedback.
Who's that from?
Oh, just a text.
That's from Catherine.
So what? I can't get excited and be passionate about being down here at the Bartley Hotel?
No, you can be excited.
Well, you want me to be really slow and boring like those AM stations, you know?
Anyway,
honestly.
Keep yelling.
Yeah,
go.
I'm not yelling.
Go. No.
Anyway, go and do the raffle, Jamie.
We've got the raffle to give out. We've got a beautiful Crows jumper to give away, fully signed, and a football.
Is this? So what's first?
I haven't signed it. We'll do the football first.
Football first.
All right, well, so here we go.
Pick it out.
Get your tickets out, loves. I'm not shouting. I'm very relaxed. Who sent that text? Is that Rockliffe?
Catherine.
It wasn't Catherine.
No.
Oh, someone?
Oh, he's picked two out. One job.
There you go.
Oh, Jars hasn't brought his glasses.
No, make him read it. You read it.
No.
And read
green ticket.
Yeah, green.
Yeah.
N30. Oh. One of the kids. One of the little girls.
Oh, she's
going to
pass.
Fantastic. She's a tennis
player.
Very
excited.
What's your name?
Georgia.
Now, she plays tennis down here at West Lakes Tennis Club. She's
done.
She comes every Friday night for dinner with the family. So, well done, Georgia.
Who's your favourite tennis player? You got one?
It was Ash Barty.
Good choice.
Right.
She's still mine.
Congratulations, love. You got the Crow footy. Well done.
Brilliant.
Woo!
Well done.
Look,
she's
how
loving
good's
it.
That?
That's great. Right.
Right,
now,
here we go.
Just
Johnny, what
are
you dropping? All right, here we
Johnny,
go.
Control, here we mate, go. Control.
I'm not going to look in the...
Well, you did.
No, well,
you
I...
You had a bit
no,
of a well, bow peep.
Who sent that text message? I was screaming.
Well, here we go.
Jesus, close to the first
one. It's another green one. Go,
for the Crows, Guernsey,
and build it up,
signed
Burn.
By the team this year, which is sitting in 16th place.
Don't you.
Flying. Green. N... 34.
Who? Who?
Hey, you got to put it on.
Thank you, Mr. Jarman. Thank
you got to put it on.
You're right.
Reckons he won't be able to get it over.
Are you a pro supporter?
No.
Oh.
No.
Just tell the missus I might be home late for tea tonight. Oh.
He's coming home late.
Well done. Thanks for coming down. You've been awesome. We're at the Bartley Hotel. Absolutely fantastic.
We've still got 10 seconds to go, Boone.
Well, that's right.
Honestly.
That's all right. It's time for us to look back at some of the best bits of Bertie, Bluey and Jars this week.
It's time to sit back and press play. This is the Rush Hour's highlight tapes. It's been another big week for this global show, but first I want to go back to last week and celebrate this brilliant moment shared by one Bernard Vince. It all came about when Byrne told us he'd started swimming lessons with his kids.
You know what? We used to love taking them to swimming lessons.
Yes.
It was the greatest.
It actually is. It's really rewarding to go there.
And you're in the water with them?
Yeah, I'm in the water with them.
See, I always loved that. Obviously, a lot of the mums were just, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of them were asking.
And I was choosing.
Because Abby didn't come.
Did you have the budgies on or did you go to the board shorts?
Had a thong.
Also this week, our mate Blue was running late on Tuesday as he was out recording a golf video and, well, Jarman had a few questions.
So when will this come out? Where will we watch this? Is this on YouTube? Is
I'm
it on RedTube?
I'm
or
not
what?
Telling.
RedTube?
I mean,
RedTube.
Oh, hang on, sorry.
RedTube.
RedTube. I didn't play naked. I didn't play naked.
I don't know what you and Paul Gowd are up to, but that's up on RedTube.
Well, he did try and get me in the bunker.
Right, now on to Jarman. He was out walking the dogs the other day with his wife, Maz, and this happened.
We walk across the road, and when we walk across the road, we stop to make sure the dogs stop. We let this cyclist go past us. G'day, like Darren.
Oh, no.
Well, this morning.
Oh, no, not again.
Ding dong, ding dong. Doorbell rang. Oh, the courier driver. G'day, Darren. Nice to see you. Enough's enough, Adelaide.
Adelaide.
Adelaide. So now Adelaide's rocking up in his house.
Two people.
And continuing on Jarman, now we all know he coaches the Williston Footy Club. Well, he recently texted the Rush Hour group chat by accident thinking it was his footy team. It ended with, no more piss week excuses for not training. Well, we thought that's a bit rich, actually, particularly coming from Jarman, who has 1,000 excuses for not showing up to things.
What about when he'd had his car for about 3 weeks and then he rocked into work late, half an hour, flat battery.
Battery in a new car.
Yeah, then you said, no, it's a new car, and then he changed it.
Yeah,
he
transmission.
No, it was the starter motor at one stage. And then you said, you looked me in the eye and you said, Maz had to drop you in.
Yeah, she did.
Your car was broken down.
Yeah, but Maz did drive me in.
Yeah, only because you were too
from the night before.
On what gear is that?
That's reverse.
That's neutral.
Well played, Jarman. Also this week, Bluey told us he's been reading the Mr. Men book series to his two boys. Now, if you've never heard of it, it's the book series based around different personalities like Mr. Grumpy and Mr. Happy, for example. Well, Blue saw some similarities between the book characters and our very own Andrew Jarman.
I've gone with either Mr. Topsy-Turvy.
Right.
Mr. Forgetful.
Yeah. I've written that one down for Jazz.
Yes. And then I started to think about what we always talk about, Byrne, is the 93 Premier Final.
Oh,
and
Mr.
then the 99.
Oh, Mr. Big Moment.
Mr. Jelly.
Shut up! Right, let's finish on this. Triple M's Tom Rockliffe dropped by this week to give the Rush Hour his mid-season review of the show, and, well, Bluey was in his sights.
Get Tex Walker in the studio yesterday.
Right.
Bluey, you have first crack with the first question to him, and you ask him about if he's moved into his new house.
That's radio craft, mate. You just ease them in, make them feel comfortable.
What a stupid question to ask him.
No listener wants to know whether he's moved into his new house or not.
Well, you know what I did? And I didn't swim all over him either.
I went back and worked out that you've been in the media for 17 years, Bluey. So that's almost 20 years and you haven't had one opinion yet.
Todd Marshall out, Tyson Depple, sorry. Get $100 off your first order. Yeah. Clean belly, bill of health. Clean bill of health.
Hang on, Ferg. During the Crickle M triple. Let's go to Greg from Seafood Meadows.
Yeah.
That is going to wrap up another big week for this global show. So until next week, just remember, no one else is doing it.